even more. Every moment of being out of control made him want to be more in control of his own experience. In other words, you managed through your hard work even before you sat down with him, and through your work in your book of focusing upon the best of him to align with the pure positive energy essence of him. It's possible that you could, in your connection, just as Jesus healed and so many others, you could be a catalyst that would bring someone into alignment and their behavior would begin to change. And you would say, oh, well, that would be good work. And we say, then why are you not willing to let the heavens provide the same good work?
Thank you. That's a very good answer. I appreciate that. I was raised Catholic, you know, you have to understand.
And what that means is I was raised to believe in the imperfection in people. And when you're raised to believe in that, whether it's Catholic or whatever the religion is, when you're raised to predominantly focus upon what could go wrong, you manage to get yourself pretty separated from who you really are,
yes,
don't you?
Yes, I'm very glad it's like that, what you just explained, because when I look at people that I love that have not maybe lived the best lives, then I know that even they're going to be okay. So actually, this is a good answer, and I'm very happy about it. Thank you.
We want to add a little bit to it, and because we want you not to be upset with yourself one bit about finding negative emotion toward people or circumstances. We want to explain how that comes to be and why it matters so much. You want, with every fiber of your being, to be in alignment with who you are. And when people behave in ways that allow that, you praise that behavior.
Yes.
But when someone like Saddam behaves in a way that when you observe his behavior, you feel so terrible, now you resent his behavior because it feels to you that he is responsible for this emptiness within you. And so whenever someone hurts you, if someone walked up and whopped you on the side of the head, you'd want to whack them back. In other words, it's sort of a knee-jerk response when someone hurts you. And so as you see that his behavior has caused you pain, it's not unusual to sort of want to, in a knee-jerk fashion, slap him back. But here's the thing we really want you to hear. Every time someone seems to be the cause that makes you feel that way and you slap them back, you're disconnected from who you are, and that's the real slapping.
Right.
And so the longer you push against the behavior of other people, the more you use them as your excuse to slap yourself around.
Yes.
You see, and in time it really wears you down until you really get carried away with it. This is the way religions have been formed. And then you say, well, we'll really get you. We'll really, really, really get you. We will condemn you to eternal damnation. That's how much you have hurt us, and that's how bad we feel. Mm-hmm. And we say,
right.
Well, give it everything you've got here in this physical form. But we've never seen anyone wishing eternal damnation on anyone who didn't just feel awful now. And oh, what a relief they feel when they reemerge into non-physical. And you know what else we've noticed? The one who condemned feels many times worse than the one who is condemned.
Right.
And they all reemerge into non-physical energy, and the one who is condemned doesn't feel nearly the relief that the condemner feels.
Oh.
Because the one who was being condemned was closer to vibrational alignment usually than the condemner. The condemner always first feels worse than the condemned.
You work
so much harder at your condemning than you do at your being the one who is
condemned. I just didn't want him to have as much light. I mean, I really didn't want to condemn him as much as to say, I wanted him to be a dim light bulb and I wanted to be a bright light bulb. That's kind of what I wanted.
Well, actually, it turns out it's the other way around.
Really?
The more they want to make a difference, the more they really go berserk when they get crossways of their energy. A car that's going 100 miles an hour and hits a tree is a much bigger problem than a car that goes 5 miles an hour and hits a tree. So sometimes these powerful teachers come forth and get crossways of their energy and do horrible things, but it doesn't make them any less of a teacher.
Gotcha.
In fact, we see powerful desire being born in the hearts of billions around your planet as a result of what they've witnessed, not only from Saddam, but from George Bush.
Yeah. Yeah.
In other words, neither one of them are connected to source energy as they perform the behavior that they are performing.
Gotcha.
Both of them are responsible for horrendous acts and for terrible suffering around the planet, you see.
Right.
And yet, you would more likely say, well, I would like the president...